This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, the questions do keep rolling in, and today's comes from Matthew, who ministers in a church in England, and he has an issue which I think is common from some of the emails that I get from around the world. He says, I'm struggling to know how to address my fellow ministers and to show the church fellowship the error of their teaching. He is apparently the sole evangelical in a very large region. He says, I work within a ministry team and am singled out as the hard-lined, over-the-top evangelical as I teach Reformed theology. How do you minister to a congregation and teach and apply God's word faithfully when you're not supported by your evangelical fellow clergymen and the church is becoming confused?
Well, you certainly want to help the church get clarity. You don't want them to be confused. And probably staying there long enough to teach in a faithful, biblical way would remove the confusion and replace it with conviction. And I think the answer is draw your encouragement from ministers wherever you can find them. I know that in England there are hundreds of faithful evangelical ministers. They relate in various groupings like the Proclamation Trust and others where they can find each other. And England's not a very big place. But mainly, stay close to the Bible, stay close to God, and then love those people and teach those people so faithfully so that they recognize that what these other pastors are denying is clearly the denial of Scripture, not just the denial of the pastor's opinion. And the key there is going to be that week after week, he doesn't just preach Reformed theology, he preaches the Scripture in such a way that they infer Reformed theology. And, you know, I'm sometimes sent tapes from pastors to listen to see what I think. And I heard one that really gave me a clue as to why Reformed teaching doesn't make headway in some places. He said, what do you think of this? And he took the first 20 minutes of his sermon to lay out all the pros and cons about some doctrinal issue on Reformed theology, and only near the end did he even come close to the Scriptures. And I thought, no way! Never in 1,000 years will a church flourish under that kind of preaching. You don't start with doctrinal statements taken from the Westminster Confession and then give three reasons for, three reasons against, and then go back in the history and give a few controversies and then tack on a text at the end like a proof text. You start with the text, and you may never get to the Westminster Confession. You start with the text and you unfold it for the people so that they see right there in the words what is true. The Bible is shocking in what it says over and over again, and you just need the Scripture. So I would say labor in faithful exposition week in and week out, loving the people so that their confusion is taken away and their conviction grows, and then they're going to be your partner and your advocate as you deal with other ministers in the area.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself and explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.